Hello.
Hello, recording.
Oh.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. And good morning to you, Eunice, for your early day today. Today's episode is a reflection reaction paper on
The House of Us, Katniel Forever.
Yes.
Sobrang fun.
Yes. So, hindi nyo man naitatanong at wala na kayong choice kung hindi malalaman nyo na rin ay si Eunice ay isang Katniel
yes.
fan. Ako ay isang wala akong team. Wala akong Wait. Team.
Pero may pinanood okay tayo dati sa movie house. Nilabas. May pinanood tayo sa movie house tapos JD niya tayo. Tayo ba yung magkasama nun?
Ha? Hindi, friend. Ang pinanood rin natin si Barcelona.
Ah! Oo, Barcelona pala. Ay, sorry.
Relax.
Oo, tama. Si Barcelona yung mukhang map. Oo. Tapos tumawa din tayo.
Oo. Kasi yung... Huwag niyo po kami awayin. Mga Katniel, huwag niyo po kami masyado awayin. Pero yung book talaga doon ni Catherine Bernardo, hindi namin mati. Kasi masyado siyang kulot for its own good. Masyado siyang moppy. Parang ano...
Oo. Uy, huwag ka. Si Daniel na mismo nagsabi nun, di ba, nung umiiyak siya, mukha ka ng mom.
Oh my...
Tapos tumawa tayo.
Okay.
Tapos tayo lang yung tumawa.
Oh my God, oo. Kasi tawa-tawa tayo. Kasi yun talaga yung concern ko nung una pa lang. Sabi ko, Eunice, hindi ko kaya. Bakit mukha siyang mop? Ano nangyayari sa hair niya? Tapos sabay sinabi rin pala siya during the film. Lol. Ay, nako.
Anyway, The House of Us.
Yes, okay. Since this is a reaction paper, pero ano, a review. Okay, so, sige, let me ask you, what are your favorites about The House of Us?
Favorite ko na pareho silang ano, normal na tao, walang mayaman, mahirap, etos. Yung ganon. So, mas nakakatawa siya. Mas napapakita yung versatility nila as actors and actresses. Wow! Kasi diba, parang lagi yung story nila, medyo English, ganyan, yaman. Dito, medyo totoong
true.
Tao naman sila na naghihirap. Wow, naghihirap at natutok sa Ron. Charot!
Ay, ang taray!
Na ano, yung naghahanap ng trabaho, tinatry marating yung pangarap nila. Ganon.
Oo.
So, ang galing. Yun yung gusto ko sa movie na to.
Ako kasi, for me naman, yung pinaka-favorite ko, similar to you, I think, mas nakita ko sila both here. Kasi, like, if I remember correctly, whenever I would see their films and their series, laging, di ba, kasi it's always the usual mahirap. May isa sa kanila mahirap, may isang mayaman. Tapos, it will always revolve around that it's a societal discord na hindi sila pwede magsama kasi mayaman yung isa or mahirap. Parang, it's so cliche. But this one kasi, it was so mundane nung pinag-uusapan. I mean, hindi naman siya mundane, pero it was a very slice of life.
Yeah.
And sobrang, a part of it talaga. Yung umpisa pa lang, medyo naluha na ako na konti ah. I mean, yung bumalik, tas yung nagre-recall si Catherine Bernardo. I really love that. As in, parang, so awang-awa ako sa kanya. Kasi to be honest, ako, personally, if tatanungin mo ko, ayoko na nagkatuluyan sila sa huli. Kasi I think that while they were, parang I get why it happened. Kasi talaga love naman nila isa't isa. Parang more importantly, love nila isa't isa. Pero at the onset of things, parang syempre makikita mo na siya talagang sinaktan siya kasi iniwan siya eh. Doon ako awang-awa. At sobrang yung lines niya noon, yung sa ulan. Oh my God, as in, ang dami kong iniyak. Grabe. Oo! Actually, hindi ko in-expect. Tapos sinabi sa akin ni Iya, nung pinanood daw niya, Iya, my sister, so pinanood rin niya. Habang nanonood ako, kinukulatan niya ako. Tapos, umiiyak rin siya kasi sabi niya, ayaw daw niya talaga. As in, ang pinaka hindi niya pinanood na scene kasi naiiyak daw siya ulit every time na nakikita niya is the rain scene na during the confrontation, yung isa sa mga climax when she was saying na kaya lang niya nasabi yon, it's because she was hurt. Damang-dama mo na parang, it's something real na parang if you were also in the same position, di ba? Parang sinabi mo lang naman yun just because parang it was just brought by the frustration, yung pagod. Kasi kawawa siya eh. Sobrang awang-awa ako sa character niya.
Oo, kasi hello, nag-real estate agent siya, di ba? Tapos siya lang talaga yung nagbabayad for their house. Tapos wala, tinigil. Sobrang inis na inis ako dun yung scene na ano, yung lasing-lasing si Primo. Tapos sabi niya, isa lang. Tapos sumakay siya ng jeep. Tapos paalis siya. Tapos pumara siya. Tapos bumalik naman siya. Ay, nakakaloko si ate. Hi.
Oo.
Pag-ibig o pangarap.
Ay, ako. Ako rin, sobrang frustrated ako noon. Oh, eh, ang tanga niya noon. Tangang-tanga. Sinasabi, tama naman siya. Alam mo, tawang-tawa ako doon sa sinabi niya na matalino ako, pero ang tanga-tanga ko pagdating siya. Ay, ate, asin ako talaga sa ko. Ay, oo, friend. Ang tanga-tanga mo. Busita-busita ko sa kanya.
Totoo naman yun. Buti alam niya na aware naman siya, no?
We love a self-aware girl, no? Gusto naman natin ng, ano, ng may self-awareness si ate. And I think yun naman yung what also made her endearing. Kasi usually, in fairness to the movies that they had in the past, what I like about The House of Us is I saw Catherine Moore. Versus kasi pagka the other films that I've watched, parang feeling ko, either ginagawa lang niya kawawa yung sarili niya or maarte lang siya. Gets mo ba? Hindi ko siya nakikitaan ng depth. Dito sobrang kita mo yung pagod, nakita mo yung parang kaya I think that also prepared her for yung hello love, goodbye niya na sobrang galing niya na doon. Dito talaga parang I think this was also a turning point for her na she also proved na hindi lang siya nag-work yung partnership nila ni Danielle just because they are boyfriend and girlfriend, but meron din siyang ano, kaya rin niya talaga on her own. Galing niya. I really admired her here.
Parang yung pagkaayos din sa kanya, parang medyo everyday girl din. Diba?
Oo, hindi siya masyadong glam.
So mas nakikita mo yung galing niya as an artista because hindi ka naka-focus sa physical na itsura niya. I don't know. Ako gusto ko pag ganun. Yung hindi siya
Yeah,
siya
I think baka yun yun. Baka feeling ko that's what helped. Parang if I would look at it, parang baka that's what helped me appreciate her better. Kasi ngayon nga, parang she was so toned down. As in, halos lagi siyang parang it seems like wala siyang makeup or yung no makeup look yung itsura niya. Mukha siyang walang makeup the whole time. So, every time that she would come up, makikita mo lang yung mata niya, her expressions. As in, parang gets, mararamdaman mo siya. So, ang galing. Galing ni Te. I'm now a fan.
Pero so, ikaw, ayaw mo na nagkatuluyan sila.
Oo,
syempre ako,
ikaw.
Dahil Kathniel ako. Syempre, gusto ko yung happy ending. Pero ngayon na sinabi mo na ayaw mo nagkatuloyan sa sabi ko, o nga, no? Kasi possible naman yun. Eh. Parang sa mga ibang movies, di man din man nagkatuloyan sa dulo. Pero
alam mo, you're entitled to your opinion. Sige, ikaw. Sige, bakit sa tingin mo tama lang na naging sila? Besides, ano? Kailangan ba iba tayo?
Tama.
Or parang bakit mo nagustuhan?
Parang ano naman kasi, parang nag-break din naman sila, tapos nag-grow sila when they were apart. Tapos, nung ngayon naman, in-acknowledge naman nila na ibang tao na sila ngayon.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, and then they decided na, nga, sige, love na madami isa't sila. Go na to. Ganon, diba? So, alam naman nila na nagbago na sila. I mean, hindi naman, syempre hindi naman pinakita yung life after nagkatuluyan ulit sila. Pero, I would assume na it's a better relationship compared to before nung si Primo was pangarap, or passion lang, diba? I mean, nothing wrong with that, but also, medyo nawala siya sa reality na, hello, may kasama pala ako sa bahay na kailangan ko naman tumulong. Pero, ayoko rin nung isang beses lang, hello, isang beses lang naman nagreklamo si, ano,
exactly.
Si George.
Oh!
Yun lang. Tapos, iniwan niya out of nowhere. Te, kung ako yun, Diyos ko, matagal na akong iniwan. Kakaloka. Isang beses lang. Yun nga yung, di ba sabi ni George doon, parang isang beses lang ang napagod lang ako tapos nawala ka na agad. Kasi syempre pag magkaaway kayo, you say things na you don't mean. Pero you'll stay tapos you fix it together. It's just, ewan ko kung sobrang na-hurt ba siya na kinonfront na siya finally ni Catherine. Na-hurt yung feelings niya kaya sabi niya, okay, I'll prove her wrong.
Pero kaya hindi ko siya kaya feeling ko it was immature. I mean, sige, I understand that they are different people then. Pero sobrang grabe yung character dun ni Primo. Parang, as in, the whole time I was watching, sabi ko, shit, ang selfish niya. Yung parang pag-uwi niya sa bahay, di ba galing nga siya sa trabaho, tapos nag-aaral pa siya. Tapos pag-uwi niya sa bahay, ang gulo-gulo. As in, naramdaman ko yung aburido. Parang, I felt the aburido. Tapos parang, yung birthday niya na nangako, di ba parang yun naman yung promise niya na at the very least, parang someone will buy her a cake all the time. Tapos parang yun nangyari, parang putol-putol na cake na hindi ko maintindihan. Number one yung question ko noon, saan nanggaling yung putol na cake? Kasi di ba parang, tapos marami siyang gifts. Saan ang galing yung mga gifts niya? Parang, na-confuse ako. Pero, I mean, the point is, parang, hindi mo rin masisisi why it led, or parang, George's character felt that way. Tapos, at the same time, yung pinaka-douche dun sa lahat ng yun, umalis siya, birthday nung tao.
Oo.
Parang, technically, iniwan niya nung birthday. Parang, ang kapal na mukha mo dun.
Sobra. Grabe. Sobrang bad trip ako doon. Ah. Parang kung sa akin nangyari yun, hindi na tayo magkakabalikan. Pero dahil movie nga ito, Katniel ito. Sige, nagkabalikan na sila. Okay, go for it. Pero, anong na-feel mo nung binabasa niya yung letter doon sa record?
Ay, umiyak rin ako. Huwag ka mag-alala. Antig naman ako. Kasi parang for me lang, tama yung sinabi na it's a little too late. I mean, the story. Kasi parang technically, while I appreciated the effort of trying to say it or parang writing it out, he could have stayed to actually explain it to Catherine or to George, 'di ba? Parang he could have stayed the day after. Parang pinabayaan niya na ma-frustrate yung tao. Parang it just felt na that was also he was also acting on a whim, and also shows rin their maturity at that time. Parang pinaka-mature na sa kanila nun si George. Siya talaga wala pa, as in sobrang layo pa ni Kuya Primo. Grabe, sobrang galit ako sa kanya noon, parang oh my god. Pero I mean, he showed rin naman, parang to be fair, I also understood why pinakita why they should get back together. Parang I mean, naiintindihan ko yung premise na bakit pwede na sila maging together. Kasi even how it was said, or parang may mga visual cues na rin ikaw na makikita. Like, number one, yung give up niya yung records niya so they can go to Amsterdam. Mamaya, meron akong, babalikan ko yung Amsterdam na yung, dahil galit na galit rin ako doon sa kapatid niya. Busit na busit ako doon sa kapatid niya. Can I just say? Oo. So, hi. We will talk about the not-so-favorites later. Okay. So, tapos yung remember the part na when they said, ay parang may portion, may mga portions dun sa movie where it was said na yung parang nasa boat sila, tapos sinabi na, uy, pagka naghalikan kayo or nagkiss kayo while passing through the bridge, magiging kayo forever. Tapos people were, binubuyo na sila na to kiss, ganyan. Tapos parang hindi nila ginawa. And then even the fact na pagpunta nila sa tulips, sinabi ni Catherine na, I guess it's not meant to be. Parang, tas pero they saw something else, na yung flowers. Parang to me, it was a way of it saying na while everything would disagree with them being together. Kasi technically, everything is against, parang it's the trauma of, I mean, it's sobrang traumatic experience of being left alone. Pero it's a choice that they both made. Parang, they made choices kahit hindi siya supposedly for destiny or meant. So, that made it, parang love is really a choice. So, ang ganda. In fairness, with that, I appreciated it. So, kaya ko siya nagustuhan naman talaga.
Sorry, sobrang kinikilig pa rin ako sa movie niyo. Kasi sobrang, like what you said, slice of life nga siya. Diba? Tapos yung pinaplan nila yung sa house nila, yung future nila, ganyan. Pero, ang hirap din noon kasi, whenever you do that with someone, you plan your future. Tapos parang, pag hindi yun yung in-expect nyo, diba? You hold on to it. Tapos kahit alam mo na mali na siya and hindi na siya nakakatulong sa'yo, you hold on to it kasi yun yung pinaplano nyo na nga. And then, when itong si Kuya Primo mo left, tapos, sometimes you really have to accept na you have to grow apart in order to be back together and for it to work out. Or, pwede rin you grow apart and di na kayo magkita forever. Charot. Yung ganon. Pero kasi you, that's why a lot of, like, relationships when you're still in school, pagdating nyo sa real world, nagbe-break, ganyan. Kasi, you see something else. You see a bigger world outside of what you're used to.
Yeah, I get it. Ganyan.
So, maybe, hindi ko pa rin ma-justify yung pag-iwan niya, sorry. tinry pa rin.
Hindi, tama ka naman. Hindi. Parang yun sa'yo naman kasi yung point mo, hindi mo naman gina-justify kung bakit siya umalis. Yung gina-justify mo is bakit okay lang na nagkatuluyan sila. Kasi, the fact na, yun, how you also mentioned it, parang kasi na-prove naman nila that they grew up after that and learned from it, and that everything is not, sometimes things just don't go as planned. Yeah. And, you have to accept that and yun, fight your way through it. Kasi yun naman yung pinaano nila eh. Tsaka, yun naman yun eh, yung letter yung naging ano, yung The Story of Us, di ba? Yun yung sinabi niya sa dulo. Kaya alam mo, patapos na yung pelikula. Joke lang, kasi Tagalog to. Kailangan nila sabihin yung title, ganyan. Ayan.
So in short, nagustuhan natin yung movie, di ba? Kasi ang dami nating favorite na part. Pero, let's go to the mga not so favorite.
Number one ay yung kanyang kapatid na gustong magpumilit na pumunta ng Amsterdam. Lintik na Amsterdam yan. Wala akong masabi. Parang, hindi ko alam kung if it was just a device also for them to be able to shoot elsewhere. I mean, I'm pretty sure kasi, syempre, it's a Cathniel movie. I think, yun naman yung lagi, di ba? Parang, kailangan may pinupuntahan sila elsewhere kasi they had Barcelona, they had somewhere else. Parang nabwisit lang ako na it was so divisive and ang parang kung ako yung kapatid na parang hirap, te hindi tayo mayaman, parang kuya nakita mo ba kung saan tayo ngayon nakatira ako sa bahay ng lola tita natin, kayo ay nasa ibang bahay, parang we're not in a better position to go abroad at this moment, tapos meron ka pang sakit na kailangan ng treatment at gusto mo na pumunta pa tayo ng Amsterdam to look for our father who hasn't been in touch with us. So parang it was very very ang labo. Yun yung parang hindi ko naintindihan. Tapos at the same time, yung pagpunta nila doon.
Humihirit pa doon sa bridge.
Oo.
'Di ba?
Yun pa, 'di ba parang ano? Ang dami niya, tapos hindi pa yung marami pa siyang gustong gawin. No, pagdating nila sa Amsterdam, gusto niya ng ganto. Kuya, mayaman ka? Oo, yaman ka?
Oo.
Marami kang pera. May pocket money.
Nakakaloka.
Diba? Parang hindi ko naiintindihan. Tapos at the same time, I think since it was a device nga just to get them to Amsterdam, ang weird na bigla may family pala tapos kinukwento sila pero hindi daw sila makauwi. Parang hindi pwedeng maghanap sa Facebook. Wala kayo social media. I mean, there's always a way to connect and it felt like it was just an excuse to do something and I didn't buy it. I mean, I didn't like that part. Kasi parang for me, it was, yeah, parang, okay. Yeah. Para lang masabi na iniwan rin siya, iniwan sila, so may daddy issues siya. Parang, I didn't want to get into it. Kasi parang, masyado lang giveaway yung that plot line of na-meet nila. At least na-meet nila yung kapatid nila na parang, oh, tapos, talaga. I mean, you think,
uh-oh,
in real life, ganun yung magiging reaction. Diba? Parang, diba? So, yun. Sige, ikaw muna, before I say something else na another not-so-favorite. Ikaw, ano pa yung may iba ka bang not-so-favorite?
Na namatay si Tita Lola. Bakit nila pinatay si Tita Lola?
Siyempre, friend.
Nasad ako doon. Eh, kasi bakit kailangan patayin si Tita Lola, di ba? Parang vital part siya ng relationship nila.
Isipin mo.
Pero I guess, hindi nila makukuha yung bahay. Kung
at saka hindi, kasi kung nandun si Tita Lola, hindi, wala yung conflict. Kasi ang conflict is, the things happened after Tita Lola died eh. Dahil wala na silang pera. Kasi technically, kaya lang naman tumira dun si Primo. Kasi nga, mag-isa na lang si George dun sa bahay, di ba?
Oo.
So kailangan may kasama mag-aalaga ng house.
Mm-mm.
Pero yun nga, di ba?
Ay, nako.
Ako, meron akong isa. Kasi 'di ba yung so ending part, 'di ba? So yung nagkisa sila, tapos okay na lahat. Tapos napikon ako dun sa parang sa end credits, yung parang it's super over-explained for me. Yung basta parang ina-explain kung bakit, kung ano nangyari, yung parang journey nila. Parang siyang it felt like it was a summary of what happened. Tapos para feeling ko over-explained siya. Kasi yung kausap nila yun din, parang yun din ako nalalabuan, yung parang kausap nila yung may bago may-ari ng bahay. Oo, tapos parang ina-explain na, basta, actually, hindi siya tumatak sa akin kasi nabwisit ako na ginawa nila yon. Parang, hindi siya necessary to the storyline. Kasi parang in-explain nila na, kaya no, nag-break kami. Kasi ganyan. Parang, alam mo, na-gets ko. I mean, wag nyo nang i-explain. I mean, let's also leave it to the interpretation of the audience. It felt like it was masyado siyang ino-over-explain. Tapos even yung tapos nakakatawa na nag-input rin yung si
buyer,
yung babae. Para ako, namang alam mo. Sige, nag-explain ka ng love life mo, ng sarili mo. Sige. Yung parang take niya na kasi parang sinabi na the reason why nung naging apart sila, parang net-net yung sinasabi nila Catherine at saka ni Primo at saka ni George was yung time that they spent apart or when they got back together that made things na para they were able to grow as better people. Yung sinasabi naman nung matanda na parang actually hindi mo kailangan mag-grow apart. Parang you sometimes you also have to fight through it. Na parang ako, ba't mo pa siya kailangan na-explain? Kasi hindi naman nila ginawa
yun. Oo nga, hindi. Feel ko tinatry nila achieve. As in, alam mo, diba? Sa one more, second chance. A second chance. Diba may ganung part? Kasi nire-record sila, binivideo sila nung pamangkin ng isang character. Tapos yung sa dulo, yun yung, ano, yun yung ending. Parang feeling ko ganun yung tinatry nila achieve. Pero hindi nila nakuha. Kasi hindi naman siya kailangan dun sa movie na to. Kasi... out of nowhere talaga din siya.
Ano na siya eh? Oo. Meron siyang, actually, yun yung napansin ko na medyo, yun yung signature din ni Cathy Garcia Molina. Na hindi ko masyadong feel sometimes. Yung parang over-explain things. I remember, apart from one more, yung second chance, yung sa, yung kina Lyda Magdalas, yung basta yung vows ni John Lloyd at saka ni Sarah Geronimo, na sobrang dragged out. Tapos, ang napapansin ko pa na hinighlight rin sa akin kanina ni Iya was sometimes overbearing yung background music na hindi mo naririnig yung sinasabi nila. So, ang haba ang you changed my life in a moment. Tapos nagsasabi sila ng vows nila. Tapos parang ikaw, ano daw? Ano? Parang, I mean, it's nice. I mean, I love her movies. I love the concepts and the stories and the whole aspect of things. Pero sometimes I feel like, yun nga, parang there are things that are over-explained na parang hindi naman kailangan. Pero that's just me. Again, huwag niyo po akong i-bash. huwag niyo po akong awayan. It was just a personal take na feeling ko hindi na kailangan minsan sinasabi kasi sometimes there are things left unsaid na hayaan mo na lang na ang mag-interpret ay yung manonood kasi dapat, ano, parang part na rin dapat kami as viewers of what to take out of it also.
Bongga!
Ayun. So, I there. Okay. Bongga! So, overall, anong masasabi mo at saka ano yung parang, kung sasummarize mo, ano yung pinaka natutunan mo from the whole movie?
Yun nga, pangarap or pag-ibig. Hindi pwedeng both. Joke, pwedeng both. Hindi. Ang natutunan ko doon, yun nga, na sometimes you really have to take a break to grow. But also, if you are in a relationship, tapos you have disagreements, you don't just leave right away. Kasi, you know, whenever you're fighting, you really say things you don't mean. It's dala lang talaga ng mga emotions. So, yun. Yeah. Na huwag ka umalis. Nakakaloka. Okay. As in, nawala lang talaga siya out of the blue. Like, what? Diba? Just because of one conflict.
Oo, I mean, diba?
One so, time na nagreklamo.
Parang nasa Italia ka na.
Ayun. Whenever, yun yung natutunan ko talaga na whenever something like this happened, hindi sagot doon ang, hindi solusyon ang mag-break na lang kayo.
Wow.
Coming from me.
That's very, that's very rich. That's very rich. I was taken aback.
What about you?
Ako, I think yun yung, medyo similar yung takeaway ko from it. It's really more of, one is don't force your passions to someone else. Parang while yes, it's nice that you want to build yourself up, but you also have to have a grasp of reality. Kasi parang ito, diba itong ginagawa natin? Nagpo-podcast tayo. Pero hindi pa tayo pinapakain nito. Kasi hindi pa tayo sure kung ilan ang nakikinig dito. Pero I mean, the fact that it's okay to follow your passions. Pero if it comes to a point that it's no longer practical for you to do, if it already hinders you from doing the responsibilities, you have to have that certain level of acceptance na hindi talaga, na parang wag mong hintayin na it will get you to a point na people will resent you just because you're so gung-ho about it na hindi ka na realistic. Kasi tama yun eh, parang hindi siya mapapakain ng, tama, hindi niya napakain, hindi siya pakain for a while nung passion na yon. And for me, yun din, parang on relationships that it's really communication. Kasi yun din naman yung fault, I think, ni George all throughout this thing. Yeah. When they started initially. kasi while he believed in him so much, ganyan.
Oo.
Parang, nagpaka ano rin siya, nagsukom rin siya. Gets mo ba? Parang hinayaan niya na makain siya. Hinayaan niya yung sarili niya na makain or maubos, makonsume ni Primo. And that left her with nothing for herself. Na parang, while it's good to support your partner, it's always best to have something for yourself. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang that also gives you both some form of individuality na may lagi ka mabibring to the table. Kasi yun, ito parang, timo, naubos kasi siya, di ba? Yeah. Naubusan siya ng ibibigay. And while hindi masama ang magmahal ng all of you, hindi rin siya, I mean, you have to understand that yung all of you doesn't really mean, ay parang, to give it your all, I mean, magmahal ka fully, it doesn't mean na para magpakatanga ka, hindi mo na iisipin yung pangarap mo, kasi importante ka rin, kasi yun yung, kasama ka dapat dun sa magfa-flourish nung relationship na yon.
At saka yung ano, so sinabi dark. Din ni Gege, yung friend niya, ba diba, na hindi naman ako niyayakap ng diploma ko sa gabi. Parang yung find the balance between achieving your dreams and making sure na, you know, you have someone to share those dreams with or those events in your lives. Kanyan. Parang, kasi ba diba, yun nga, yung laging kailangan isa lang pangarap or pag-ibig or something like that. It could be both.
Hindi naman siya totoo. Yeah. At saka, and ano ha, it doesn't have to be na yung isasharean mo ng pangarap mo or ng pangarap mo is a love na para of a partner. It could be with your friends, your family.
Yeah.
There's so much more. And I think yun yung kailangan rin ma-realize na hindi porket niwan ka or parang ano. Diba yun? Diba yun nangyari naman sa kanya, like kay Primo, nakapunta siya sa family niya, he was able to take care of his dad, lalala. So, there are really things that sometimes you have to be able to give yourself or para meron talagang magano, may mga ano siya, consequences or para may exchanges yeah. naman. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ayun. Yes.
Yun. So, yes, that is it. Wow. Uh-oh. In conclusion.
And in conclusion, we would like to thank Kathy Garcia Molina for this wonderful film. Wow. And also to...
yes.
It was a very good film. It was well written and it was well acted. I also love the supporting cast. They did so well. Mm-hmm. And they really... Everyone was able to... And, you know, contribute to how the whole story unfolded. And, ayun, so there. So, if you enjoyed our episode, please follow us on Spotify. And if you have comments or feedback, or if you loved The House of Us, you can message us on Twitter or on Instagram. I'm at Jelly De Leon. And Eunice is?
At Eunice Cat with double E.
Yeah. Ayan, so there. So we'll see you again in the next episode. Thank you for listening to LDF.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.